All right, here at the World Food Prize Symposium, I'm speaking with Jim Hershey, who is Executive Director of WISH, and I'm going to let you tell us what WISH is.
It's the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health, a checkoff-funded program started in 2001 to get more soy protein into human diets in developing countries.
Now, well, how has that gone? What exactly do you do? How do you do that?
Well, you know, we're interested in sustainable solutions, which in the world of soy means companies will buy some soy, put it in some local foods, the customers will come and buy it, maybe local governments or even organizations will buy it, feed it to people, and they like it. Mm-hmm. They like it enough to buy it again, that's a sustainable solution. So that's the market development side of what we do, trying to create demand for U.S. soy.
Now, Karen was telling me that you came up with a pretty impressive statistic about the amount of biodiesel that was produced in the United States last year could feed how much?
The interesting thing about the food versus fuel debate, when you talk about soy biodiesel, you can actually burn the soy and eat it too. It's a wonderful opportunity. You take the oil off to use as a fuel, you're still left with every pound of protein that was ever in that bean. And the world is protein deficient and will be for decades to come. Kids around the world not getting enough protein in their diets. People sick from malaria, HIV, etc. need better nutrition, protein in their diets. By raising more soy for biodiesel, we actually raise more protein too, and that's what the world needs. So let's talk about the numbers. In Iowa, in 2007, over 100 million gallons of soy biodiesel was produced. We calculated that on the basis of that ration of soy that improves your health, based on 25 grams a day, which is the health claim that has been approved by the FDA that reduces cholesterol, that protein that came from those beans that made over a million gallons of soy biodiesel would feed 30 billion, that's with a B, 30 billion rations of soy. That's a lot of soy, and a lot of need could be met.
Wow. Now, Jim, you're also executive director of the World Soy Foundation. And what is the mission of the foundation?
Well, the World Soy Foundation was created by the same farmers that created WISH, the World Initiative for Soy and Human Health, but for humanitarian purposes, to actually try to make an impact with our soy, with the neediest of the needy, and be able to use the generosity of American farmers and the American public and corporate world to try to address some of that protein need around the world. For example, we can feed people through private voluntary organizations that do women's health and young child nutrition programs, or such as we are here at the World Food Prize, school lunches. There's a great need for good nutrition in these lunches for the kids, and we can provide some soy to do that. We educate the people about nutrition and how soy can improve their lives. And, of course, when we talk about nutrition and having an impact, people want to know, well, are you measuring that? I mean, what is the impact? And, yes, we can do some nutrition research with the foundation as well.
Well, and that, of course, all of this is very timely, and the fact that today is World Food Day, the fact that our World Food Prize winners were instrumental in expanding the school lunch program and helping to feed the hungry worldwide. But I understand that the foundation has some news today on World Food Day of a donation.
Yes, we're very excited to report that Silk White Wave, one of the major processors of soy dairy products here in the United States, has committed $75,000 over 3 years to the World Soy Foundation to continue its work in Ghana, a West African country that is building its own school feeding program. So Ghana is trying to help itself, and it has farmers in the northern part of the country that grow soy. And with the help that we can provide through a small processing machine to use as a pilot to show people what is possible, we can feed 200 to 300 kids a day for a school year. That creates value for the local farmers. It'll create jobs and employment for someone running that machine. And, of course, it gives nutrition to the school kids as well.
You know what's impressive about that? $75,000 doesn't seem like much. And you're talking about that being able to help feed hundreds of people. If anybody else would like to make a donation to the foundation along the lines of what Silk has done, can they do that?
Well, absolutely. We have a website. And in fact, on the website, we mentioned lots of different project concepts and different ways that people might be able to contribute their money to women, infant, children feeding, school lunch, mitigating against the HIV, terrible effects of HIV. It's World Soy Foundation, all one word, .org.
Well, Jim, and that's a great idea for people. It's World Food Day here at the World Food Prize, a good way for people to, you know, realize the importance of being able to feed the hungry, especially women and children worldwide.
Well, absolutely, and it's so important. You know, many countries, including Ghana, which is not the poorest of the poor, they're doing rather well economically, but certain parts of that country, 50% of the kids are stunted. That means by the time they actually get to school, their brains have not had the protein, their bodies have not had the protein needed to develop fully. And that means, unfortunately for those children, that they will never achieve the mental capacity that they could have had they gotten, after breastfeeding, a better nutrition. So that's another area that World Soy Foundation is working in, to try to make sure that there are complementary foods and there are ways to nourish those kids even before they get to school.
All right. Well, great thing. Great action that people can take to individuals can make a difference. Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you.